The Speaker, yesterday I brought to your attention a matter that was written by one Mr. Mark Anthony Winnercup, graphic reporter who is with us here, a friend of ours in Parliament, because all the press corps members are our friends in Parliament. And I drew your attention to it and said that I did not want to report him to the Privileges Committee. I didn't want to seek your leave to do that. But I wanted the wrong, misleading, and misreported and distorted report that scandalized Parliament, that made us look like we had, behind the back door, changed a CI, the content of the CI, when in fact what was laid was different, and made us a laughing stock in the eyes of the public to be changed. That's all we wanted. Your good self agreed. We called this reporter, Mr. Speaker, who's the third most important person in Ghana, plus the leadership of Parliament, called this reporter to his inner chamber to advise him that the best way is to withdraw what you have done and put the facts correctly. This reporter claims that he has a copy of what was laid on Friday and that the content, for some reason, changed on Monday. Mr. Speaker called him, we advised him, we gave him the benefit of the doubt. And Mr. Speaker, what he has written here is even worse than what was written yesterday.
I find myself in a very difficult situation as part of the team of leadership that met him yesterday and advised him. He apologized in my office now to be given the order. Let the committee of the House in charge of these matters handle the matter. I'm therefore referring the conduct, what is his name? Anthony
Mark Hyphenated Anthony Winnercup, V-I-N-O-R-K-O-R.
I'm referring Mark Anthony Winnercup to the Privileges Committee to go into this matter. Meanwhile, I direct that his accreditation to this House is suspended pending the outcome of the Privileges Committee, and Graphic may replace him with any other person. The committee, if there's no cooperation coming, we should let us know. We will invoke standing order 105. And let me quote it here. If a person fails to appear before the House or a committee as ordered, when a person fails to produce a document as ordered, except insofar as the production of the document is certified by either Mr. Speaker or the National Security Council has been injurious to public interest or prejudicial to the security of the state, Mr. Speaker shall have power to issue a warrant to arrest the person and bring him before the House of the committee. Such warrant shall be executed by police officer. So if you invite him, he doesn't want to appear before the committee, you should inform the House.